Good morning and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. It's Friday, January 19th, 2010. I have to check because I don't know what day it is. This week on the show, we've got some movie news for you, some of which you may actually enjoy hearing. So let's get started. In the box office last week, True Grit was number one at $14.6 million. There's a Weed Whacker outside my window. Little Fockers had $13.5 million. Season of the Witch, $10.6 million. Tron Legacy, $10.1 million. And Black Swan continued with $8.1 million. New at the box office this week, The Green Hornet, which is getting some really bad reviews, but I'm still curious if it's any fun or not. The Dilemma and some other movies have also been released. In the news, Ain't It Cool News and other outlets are talking about rumors of a Tron Legacy sequel, as the movie is about to hit the $300 million worldwide mark. Not domestically, but worldwide. So it's not unthinkable, just seems unlikely. I don't know if fans really want more movies, but it's interesting to see the polarizing take on this one is having on its fans. Conan's flaming sea character has been appearing on his TBS talk show, now in animated form. DC animators put the flaming sea over Superman in an episode of Young Justice this week. It was pretty funny. And hopefully someone will make an honest-to-goodness exclusive action figure of the character. I can think of a store that would be great to sell it, too. But let's move on. What else do we have after that? Sam Mendes will reportedly direct the next James Bond movie for MGM, which will be released in November 2012, before the world ends. Star Trek director J.J. Abrams still has not signed on as director for the sequel to the movie, but the script isn't ready yet either, and that's why. So, in an interview with Collider, he also confirmed that a Super 8 trailer will also be ready for the viewing public around March. So that's nice. Director Edgar Wright is working on the script for Ant-Man, the Marvel hero, apparently right now. He's one of the Avengers, so it makes sense that you would give him a movie, although it might be funnier than some of the other ones. And for those of you who watch Venture Brothers, you may be familiar with the character of Dr. Entman. Same idea. Most may have. If you live in Los Angeles, Gallery 1988, which is this cool little art gallery, which I've been to once, but it's cool. It has a comedy-inspired art exhibition going on called Is This Thing On? Be sure to look it up if you're in the same city. And take note that there's a really cool painting of Norm Macdonald as Burt Reynolds, as Turd Ferguson from the Saturday Night Live Celebrity Jeopardy sketch. Classic stuff. Really, really cool stuff. Ghostbusters 3, in an interview with Ivan Reitman, he says that basically nothing is happening with the movie yet in terms of Bill Murray because he hasn't seen the script, and everything you read on the internet is wrong. So, it's possible it's true because people say that sort of thing all the time, but we'll see. And Manor Astroman, the band that is awesome, did a concert for a PBS show called We Have Signal. If you search We Have Signal, Vimeo, and Manor Astroman, you can see the entire 28-minute episode online. And you should donate to your local PBS station, because this is why people do these things. It's very exciting because you get to see theremins and stagecraft and all kinds of nonsense. If you've never seen a Manor Astroman show live, this is about as close as you can get, short of getting off your butt and going to one. And now that they're touring again, hey. But I'm babbling, so let's move on to something else. New Entertainment Earth. DC Universe Wave 16 action figures from Mattel are in stock now, unless now is in the distant future, in which case they were in stock then and you missed them. So come to our website right now, order yourself a case or singles of DC Universe Wave 16 or Wave 16 Revision 1, collect and connect and build a special exciting Build-A-Figure too. Check them out today at entertainmentearth.com, or don't, but please do. In the news, as toys go, DC Universe Wave 16 has indeed shipped from Mattel to Entertainment Earth. As far as I can tell on the forums, they're not really showing up anywhere else yet. So if you want Azrael, Creeper, Robin, Jonah Hex, and Build Bane, come to our website for details. Just search on MTT3682F. That's MTT3682F. On our website, and then it'll all pull up. Mattel's Retro Action DC Universe Wave 3 Mego-style figures are in stock, as are Real Ghostbusters Wave 1, so you can order those too. Star Wars. New pictures are making the rounds of new vintage figures, specifically Dagobah landing Luke Skywalker. It's a pilot outfit version of the figure with the helmet and thermal cap off, as well as no gloves. His card back shows five other new figures, General Lando Calrissian, Fi-X Search, an Episode 2 clone trooper, an AT-RT driver, and a new Weequay thug, which is pretty cool. New Clone Wars figures have also been making the rounds, including animated Barriss Offee, a new Obi-Wan Kenobi, which looks a lot like the Revenge of the Sith costume, and several others on the card back, including new clones. There's also a new Kmart exclusive clone trooper commander showing up. And the Jedi Turbo Speeder is shipping from Hasbro. I got a sample. It has a damaged piece, so I'll be waiting to talk about it until I actually play with it, because I don't want to give you bad impressions. Or inaccurate impressions. So, more on that later. G.I. Joe, the once-canceled Rise of Cobra Sand Serpent vehicle, which is a repaint of the Night Raven, has actually made it out after Hasbro said they weren't going to make it. Ross stores are getting inventory, and if you're lucky, you might find one. I'm not lucky yet. Transformers, a rumor is going around that figures named Warpath and RC will be coming out in the Generations Transformers Deluxe Assortment. However, it is not specified which generations they're from. Could be Prime, for all I know. Not unthinkable. So yeah, more at Toy Fair most likely, unless these are just red herrings, which, you know, these things happen. Sometimes information gets out, but this was not released officially from Hasbro. This came out of Walmart, so we'll see. And the next Masters of the Universe Classics figure will be Katra. Or Katra. I guess Katra is what Spock's got in his head. Anyway, that's all for the Entertainment Earth podcast this week. Check out our other episodes and tell your friends to sign up. We appreciate your listening and, of course, frequent orders. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth. Check us out on Facebook and MySpace as well. Just look us up when you get there. And, yeah, if you got any questions or anything, let us know. Tweet me at EntEarth, or you can write into our CS department and they will answer your questions, or I will answer the questions and they will tell you the answers. Most likely they'll answer your questions. But I'll see you guys next time. Hope you have a great weekend. Bye.